I went on one of these tours once, and the guy up there told me that there was a guy who lived around these parts, filler, used to talk to trees. That's crazy, I said. Nobody talks to trees. Where'd you get a crazy idea like that? You talk to the spirits inside of the trees, what you do. That's how to do it proper. Well, I never believed in those tree spirits or nothing, but my friend Elliot Orms told me, she told me that there was tree spirits, and I didn't believe it for the longest time. And then I was out in the forest, wandering, picking berries and nutting crags, and I hear these voices, and they're going, Robert Roberts. And I'm like, oh, that's me, Robert Roberts. Name so nice, they named me twice. I'm scared. And they said, Robert Roberts, it's the trees. We're talking to you. And I'm like, whoa! And I ran home so fast, I was screaming like a little girl. But then I got home, and I was like, I went up to my ma and pa, and I said, Ma, pa, I was in the forest, and the trees are talking to me. Well, I've been living out in the shed ever since. Don't judge it too harshly. Don't judge a shed by its cover. It's a nice shed. It's got a lot of nice little amenities. It's got a bed. It's got, well, it's a little haystack, but it looks like a bed. In the back, there's a nice little wash basin with some dirty water for me to clean up in. It's very nice. I'm not complaining. All these trees you see around you, they're all very special trees. Some of them have the spirits in them. And like the one over there, that's Isabella. She's very sensitive. Very nice. Very nice to get along with. Just don't jump around her too much. Don't make loud noises. And over there is Timothy. Nice tree. Over there is Rosalind. Rosalind is a dreamer. She wishes she was born a palm tree on a tropical island. It's kind of sweet. Over here is my favorite tree. Oh, this is Marty. And Marty's kind of stubborn. He doesn't respond very nicely to jumping around, and you can't just run up to him and go, Marty, hey Marty, what's going on? No, you got to kind of be gentle and quiet with him. So, what? what was that? Oh, no. These seem like nice folks here. Don't worry about them. What? No, I don't care what you saw in the picture, folks. There's no lumberjacks in here. None of you are lumberjacks, are you?
No.
Oh, okay, good. One of you want to help me out? Okay, how about both of you? Wait, you got to be careful. You got to come over here, and we got to talk to Marty and say, hey, Marty, what you do is you put your hand around his shoulder like this, right? And then you find his ear, it's right here, and you say, Marty, nobody's going to cut you down, buddy, all right? Just give that a try. Oh. Wow, that's very good. Good little tree huggers. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, speaking of earthquakes, back in 1906, there was a big earthquake in California. And it was so big that it rattled here in Carson City. And the house was rattling that morning. And my sister popped out of the window. And she popped out of the window and she's like, Robert! Robert Roberts! And I came out of the shed and I was all just woke up. And I'm like, what? What was that? What? And she's like, you quit shaking this house, you hear? you stop that nonsense and silly business. I was like, you're crazy. She was crazy. She actually thought that maybe I learned a spell from the tree and used it on the house. You can't do that. Everybody knows you can't learn a spell from a tree. You have to do that for mushrooms. They'll teach you that. Huh?
No.
What? Oh, no. Oh, all right. Marty says you hear folks got to go now. Huh? Oh, yeah, he says that I got to run screaming off in that direction. Bye-bye, folks. Have a good day. Woo!